What a wonderful world.
It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by the Chamber for a Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, home to one of the most diverse, collaborative, and fastest-growing communities of business leaders in North Carolina. The Chamber is uniquely qualified to connect you with the people, resources, and opportunities that you need to succeed. Learn more about membership at carolinachamber.org. We are joined now on the phone by Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, Jamesetta Bedford. Jamesetta, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going, doing fine. How about for you?
It's going pretty well. Not particularly looking forward to thunderstorms tomorrow, but I understand that that's part of the gig here in North Carolina in April. So we'll just plan accordingly and get into it, I guess.
Yeah, hope we keep power. I need power at work.
That's right. It's also, I also always kind of forget, it's more so for the mayors than for the commissioners, but, you know, we all just kind of like, oh, there's going to be weather, but for them, it's like there's an expectation of like, you know, is the stormwater going to drain properly? Are we going to have any power outages? Are we going to have any, you know, roads obstructed? And it kind of becomes a whole other focus when we have weather like that.
Yeah. And DSS is always ready at the county level. Do we have to go down there and find shelter for these folks that need to be evacuated? You know, do we need to reserve some hotel rooms? Yeah.
So hopefully it's just your garden variety thunderstorms and a little bit of rain, and then we'll move on with our week. We'll find out tomorrow, though. In the meantime, I wanted to talk about something that, well, a couple things, actually, and one of them you've got coming up later this week, and that is a conversation around the Green Tract. And most folks know, but for those who don't, it is a large swath of land that is undeveloped. It's mostly in Chapel Hill, in the northern part of Chapel Hill, but it's under the jurisdiction of Carrboro, Chapel Hill, and Orange County. So, and I understand there's going to be a conversation there that you have with the mayors coming up later this week.
That's right. We're going to meet on Friday and get an update from, we've hired both an engagement team and an actual, you know, engineering master plan consultant to work with us. And we are the three owners of the property. So this Sunday, in fact, the public is invited over to Morris Grove Elementary School from 2 to 5 is one of the big open, you know, for the public to come and participate in a design workshop. So, and then there'll be iterations of designs. And we're meeting on Friday. I think I'm scheduled to tape my little portion of a video to let the participants know that, you know, we're not going backward and reconsidering, are we going to build something? No, that's not that before us. The issue is, you know, what should it look like? Where should the streets go? What's the density? We know that the residents want sort of a lower density, but so not, you know, 8-story buildings, but could there be townhouses? Could there, and also mixed use, so some home businesses, whether that's florists or mechanics or accountants, you know, beauty salon, whatever. And where could the, we have sort of already decided, you know, here's where we're reserving a school site. North of that is reserved park site. But within the part that will be developed, you know, how, where should the tot lot be? Where, you know, should other amenities potentially be? That's what we really need public input for, and that's what the consultant's work is to do, to help us find, you know, how to organize that, to situate the housing and the streets and other fire, you know, what do you call those? The red fire pole things. So, all of that, the infrastructure.
There's a hydrant. Yes, there's a long way to go on all of that, of course, but it is exciting to start having those conversations and kind of start edging toward making that a reality. Another set of long-term conversations that were going on was the capital plan work session that you had last night. I'm curious to hear any updates that you have from that work session.
Yeah, I found that in particular, we've been talking, you and I have talked about the Behavioral Health Diversion Center, and I was kind of surprised at first when last week we had the preliminary overview that, well, we're going to spend another, whatever, million something to acquire the property this year, but the actual construction is delayed a year. And it turns out the reasoning is, it by right, in, under Hillsborough's planning, it can, a health facility is allowed on that site. But because people can spend the night, adults can spend the night, one or two nights, it then becomes a hospital. And so there, that has to be a special use permit. And so that adds a few months, several months onto the timeline. And so we're going through that. It's already started the rezoning initial process with Hillsboro and their planning department. And then by the time, it just takes 6 months to get any project, and the hospital's a little more complicated. So the timeline is that we might be able to start, go ahead and bid it out for the construction, have that in hand for the spring borrowing the following year. And if not, we can advance it and then advance the funds from our fund balance and then do that. But so it's a little bit, going to take a little bit longer than I'd hoped. Yes. But it's moving forward, and that's positive.
We're speaking with, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the other highlights of the, this was just focused on the county facilities. We'll talk more about school facilities May 30th or May 31st. So that whole, with the new jail that was constructed back in 2018, we have the courts, the Link Center came offline because of black mold. And then the judges and, the DA, the public defender's offices, that group had a meeting with us and they would like to have more input. So we're sort of clumping it together without a particular feature, and we'll have a work group meeting with them about, well, what should that look like? But in the meantime, they do have to make a decision. You have to either remodel the Link building or take down the jail, because you need flex space. The people need to go somewhere while then you're planning and constructing another facility, if it's regardless of whether it's downtown or whether it's in a different site. So that was moved up, because I was like, we never get anything built in 1 year. What is that doing in year two? So they explained a lot of those questions, about the timing of also timing the debt and to coincide with that school bond tranches and the borrowing, and to try and, be sure we keep our AAA bond rating.
It's the familiar voice of Chair of the Orange County Commissioners, James Etta Bedford. And it sounds like we're going to have a lot to talk about next time as well, as a lot of these conversations are kind of ongoing, especially as we get deeper into budget season. Is there anything else going on in the community that you'd like to talk about? We've still got a couple minutes left.
Oh, it's like, isn't it like Earth Day's coming? I know there are Hillsboro's having lots of events with their climate action plan, and check out their website, because I know they have several events planned for the weekend. And I'm not as sure about, I think Carborough, but I'm not sure the dates. I'm sorry, I've been just working, so I don't have a lot of that information. But folks can always go to our Visitors Bureau site, too. They always list a lot of the activities in downtown Chapel Hill and Carborough as well.
Yeah, we've got Earth Day coming up on Monday, April 22nd, and that docket of activities that Hillsboro has planned is impressive, and a lot of them are really inventive, too. So definitely encouraging folks to go check that out. We've been talking a lot with Mark Bell about that, because he's been participating in an impressive number of the events that they've had scheduled up there in Hillsboro. So definitely worth checking out.
Yes. And he invited all the electeds and wants us to help spread that word. And then people go, oh my God, Hillsboro. It's not even 20-minute drive, folks. It's really easy. Old 86 or 86, stay off 40 if you can, with all that expansion work. And just head up there and enjoy some of those activities.
Right. And there's some of those activities you don't even have to go to Hillsboro. There's a video. There are a couple of, there's a book that they have got at the library. Oh. So there's stuff you can do without even imprinting that carbon footprint for the trip up to Hillsboro. James Etta, great stuff as always. I look forward to talking again next week and hope you have a productive and restful rest of the week.
Thank you. You too. Bye.